Adam Pengilly for the Sydney Morning Herald. Very good morning to you.
Morning, Meadow. Morning, boys.
Well, let's start with what we saw on the course there yesterday. And, well, Brent, we'll start with the Australians in the teams contest. And if you want to sort of give the teams situation a bit of, you know, I guess, credence, then get it to a playoff. Get the players from where the tournament's being played, Australia, up against a team from South Africa. Gee, it was great theatre there at the end, though.
Yeah, it was captivating viewing, Mido. And Liv, I think to be fair, have staked so much of their future on this team's concept working. And in almost 2 years of the concept being up and running, they actually haven't had a team's playoff yet. So I think they've been overdue to have one. And they certainly got the theatre that I wanted yesterday. And some of those scenes yesterday, Mido, with the crowds following Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman, who played for the All-Australian Ripper GC team against the South Africans, was just fantastic watching the crowd swarm the 18th fairway and follow those groups up. And that obviously had to clear them all again because they need to go to extra holes. So the crowd control was quite difficult there yesterday, but they did a great job. And yeah, it certainly was captivating viewing. Say what you like about Liv, but watching that playoff yesterday, you were tuned in, you're engaged, and you're watching what's going on. And you could see the players getting nervous as well, right? So they obviously felt like there was something on the line there. And then to see the Australians win on the second extra hole when, really, they had no right to win it on the first extra hole. They were dead and buried on that first extra hole and somehow survived.
Couldn't believe they got out of it.
No, it was incredible, wasn't it, Mido? Like, both Lou Oosthuizen and Dean Burmester both had very, very markable birdie putts, both missed them, and somehow Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith got up and down from tricky spots to force the second extra hole. And you sort of just knew that from that stage on, it was probably going to be fate that they'd win. And the boys, after the tournament finished there yesterday, were talking about the energy and the atmosphere out on the course. And Cameron Smith almost said that, you know, yesterday almost vindicated in a lot of reasons why he went to Liv, just to play a home tournament in his own country with so many people out on the course watching the event and following it. It was fantastic theatre there yesterday.
Can I make one suggestion that the team names are dreadful?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say that too.
Ripper GC, Ironheads. Come on. So where's
don't forget the range coats.
The range coats. What's that? Can we? I don't know, Greg.
What, the raincoats?
Can we get the shark? Can we get the shark to come up? Get a marketing person. Get a marketing company. Come up with some proper names. Come on,
range goats.
Range goats.
Yeah.
I know we laughed, Stewie, but like in the fair dinkum department, I reckon that's one of the reasons for before he was held the team concept back a little bit is some of the names that have been given to these franchises and. They're a little bit better than what they were in the first year. There were some shocking names in the first year, and a couple of teams changed their names for the second season this year. But still, I do take your point completely, and that's why people, in some respects, have probably poked a little bit of fun at it, is because some of the names. Yeah. I think, what the hell is this all about? I personally would love to see them named along country lines. You're not going to get that, obviously, because not every team's going to have players from the same country or nationality. But imagine if you were calling that Australia v South Africa yesterday as the proper team names or whatever. I think that would give it a little bit more credence. But certainly yesterday was a massive step forward for the team's concept for what Liv wants to stake its future on.
Yeah, I must say, Adam, as a non-traditionalist golfer, I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic theatre, and it's an event. I know it's not for everyone, and I know if you're a pure golfing fan, you mightn't like it. But for me, and I reckon a number of other people, and in particular young people, they like it. And I think it just suits Adelaide so well. But can it have the same effect in other countries?
Yeah, good question, Loz. It certainly struggled to get the same traction in other countries. What I will say is I think it's doing a lot better outside of America than what it is doing inside of the United States, because you've got places like Australia who have been starved of top-line professional golf for virtually a whole generation, really. We haven't had, you know, sensational players coming down to these shores on a regular basis. I think it's done well in Hong Kong in the event it had a little bit earlier this year. It's going to Singapore this week. I expect that to be a relatively successful event, albeit nowhere near the scale of Adelaide. And we've seen in the past, last year, had some great crowds in Spain as well. So taking it to places outside of the States that haven't had, you know, that regular feast of great golf is going to work, but they've still got to try and work overtime to try and get a bit of a foothold or a toehold in the American market. And you guys are obviously on course on Friday. Like, the energy and the atmosphere and the electricity on that course is just phenomenal. It's fantastic to watch. It is so good to see. And they lean so much into the watering hole or the party hole, which is great, the loud music, people socialising. Like, it's a really great vibe. And I sort of wrote in the Herald today, there's only one thing I don't like about it, is that people throwing stuff. I can't clock people throwing bottles and cups and whatever else. I might be an old man yelling at clouds here, but clearly it went beyond a point there on Saturday evening when Lucas Herbert's caddy got drilled by a full water bottle. They were not good scenes at all. I don't think Liv were particularly happy with them either, obviously. I think we just got to rein in a little bit on that party if I was throwing his stuff. But apart from that, Loz, you did make a very good point about the amount of kids that are on course. I walked the course, obviously, for the last 2 or 3 days, and there's a ton of kids out there enjoying the sport, which is great to see. They're the future of our game.
Yep. Can I ask you, I don't like that throwing of the drink bottle either. I think that needs to be banned, or if anyone does that,
you're
booted.
Out. Yeah.
But how was it received when, on the playoff hole, when the South Africans were like putting and the booing and yelling?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Is that just accepted on this sort of event?
Yeah, I asked the Australian boys in the actual post-tournament press conference about that, and I think they were okay with it, obviously, given they were the home team and they had all the support. And Mike Leishman made the comment saying, well, if we ever go to South Africa and win a playoff with the Stingers, they can do whatever they like to us, given the way the crowd treated them yesterday. Oh, listen, Loz, I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it, to be honest, because, you know, you see in the Ryder Cup when the United States plays Europe, it's very parochial and along similar lines. You'll have guys sort of razzing up the opposition players when they're about to tee off. And yesterday, it was loud, it was boisterous. There was Bronx cheers every time the South Africans were playing, you know, chips or putting around the greens. I think they accepted it. They knew what it was like.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too, but I just didn't know what they would think of it. That was all.
Well, I think the fact that we had the South Africans in the playoff laws, and those guys are fantastic guys. They're probably the closest we've sort of got to Australians in terms of personality and acceptance of the crowds and whatever else.
Yep.
I think it was okay. Now, if that was someone else from an American or something like that,
how would have Phil copped
it? Prickly. That's right. If it was Phil, it might have been a little bit of a different reaction. I don't know, but you could see the little youth size and Dean Burmester were taking it all in their stride. So it was all good fun and games. They played up to it a little bit as well. Yeah. So, it was just great theatre yesterday.
Well, nearly 100,000 people too turned up for the 3 days. So that says a lot too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there was certainly a lot more people there this year, Loz, than last year. They increased the capacity, and to get close to 100,000 people over 3 days, it's great because people are coming to watch golf in Australia. Now, I know a lot of people there for the party as well and concerts and whatever else, but you know, just to watch all those people come into the course, it just created a fantastic vibe throughout the whole course of the weekend.
Certainly did. Now, mate, more importantly than Live Golf, my Sharks, they tailed up Canberra yesterday, but how do you have them? Do you see them taking on the likes of Penrith and Brisbane just yet?
Oh, maybe not quite yet, Stewie, but as each week goes by, they're becoming more and more legitimate, you'd have to think. I must admit, I didn't catch a whole lot of that game yesterday. I just saw a few little highlights, and don't underestimate what that occasion meant for Canberra yesterday as well, given it was Ricky Stewart's 500th game coaching in the NRL. So for the Sharks to come out and put a cricket score on virtually showed that they're potentially the real deal this year. And as we've discussed in this program before, guys, it's so crucial to get your season set up in the first 6 to 8 weeks. The Sharks have done that now. Craig Fitzgibbon's got a few extra wins in the bank that he can sort of help starting to plan throughout this mid-course of the season heading towards the finals. And they'll be there, judging by everything they've shown so far. And if they can keep that forward pack, you know, keep rotating those guys and be nice and brutal and quick in the middle there, they've got the backs and the class and the halves and the backs to cause some real damage. So, yeah, I'm with you, Stewie. They look like a real deal at this stage. And if they can get a top four finish at the end of the year, who knows what can happen.
Thank you, mate.
Catch you tomorrow. Go back to bed.